This is Digital Story Podcast number 661, November 13th, 2018. Today's theme is the 2019 TDS Workshop Season. I'm Derek Story. Every year we strive to make our photography events even more compelling than the season before. For 2019, we have what I consider our best offering to date. 4 unique events in fantastic destinations at truly affordable prices. And in today's TDS Photography Podcast, I will share each one of them with you. So sit back, tune in, and contemplate the possibilities for your next photography adventure. Absolutely, one of my favorite virtual camera club activities is leading a photography workshop, a physical workshop where we get together at some cool place. We take pictures, we eat food, we compare notes, we work on images together, and in the end, we share those pictures with each other. It is really something special. Those of you that have attended one of these workshops, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So every year, about the time that I have just finished the last workshop of the season, I begin planning the next year. And I've been doing that this year. I have 4 events this year, 4 events that I think you're going to find very tempting. At least I hope so, because that is the goal here. So what I'm going to do is go over the 4 events, and then I'm going to talk about a little bit about how you can participate if you choose to do so, if you're interested. If I do my job properly and tempt you with one of these 4 workshops. Okay, so the 4 of them are, I'm just going to give you the 4 right now, and then I'll give you a little bit of detail about each of them. The first one's going to be in March. These are all 2019. March 2019, Joshua Tree National Park. Springtime in the high desert, and we're going to go to Salton Sea as well. In April of 2019, we're going to do the San Francisco Street Photography Workshop. This is our urban event. We have done this for quite a few years now. Mike Baining joins me. It is a TDS classic. Then in July, we're going to do the Sonoma Coast Exploration Workshop. And this is going to be very interesting. This is going to be a different twist on working in that area. We're going to do some long exposure photography with ND filters. There's a lot of very interesting subjects and water. I mean, the Sonoma coastline is perfect for these crazy long exposure. We're going to do landscape photography. And we're also going to visit some of the sites in the area where movies have been filmed. Hollywood movies have been filmed. And we're going to photograph those spots doing our own interpretation of those areas. So this is fun. This is going to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I'm really looking forward to this. Really, it's a redesigned Sonoma Coast workshop. And I've learned a lot by doing it over the years. And I've got some great new ideas. And we're going to incorporate them in this July event. And then in September, we're going to do the Humboldt Redwoods Photography Workshop. This is a first for us. So we're going to go up to the Humboldt Redwoods and have a cool place to stay right outside of the forest there. I know this area well. I spent a lot of time up there. And we're going to work on, you know, landscape photography, obviously. We're going to photograph, you know, these beautiful, magnificent trees. And also the forest floor, which is fantastic. Dogwood, azalea, you know, trickling water, you know, the whole deal. But also at the north end of the Humboldt Redwoods Park, it intersects with the Eel River, which is its own fantastic ecosystem with its own wildlife. Gives us something completely different to photograph in the same trip. So we're going to get, you know, the magnificent redwoods, we're going to get the Eel River, we're going to get the wildlife. This is a workshop that has just like a fantastic vibe to it, and we're going to do that in September. So those are the 4 workshops that we're going to do, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about each one right now. Let's start with Joshua Tree. First time event for us. I've wanted to do this for a long time. I have a scouting trip planned. Actually, I think I'm going to go scouting next week for the Joshua Tree event. Now, I have it at March 13th through the 15th in 2019. I would love to see some wildflowers there. That is the time when wildflowers are usually there. But just like with autumn color, you can never totally predict. We don't know what the rainy season's going to be like here in California. Everything, as we know, in terms of climate, is turned upside down on its head right now. Regardless if we have wildflowers or not, and I'm crossing my fingers, yes, I have a lot to do there at Joshua Tree. We have landscape itself, and I think this is some of the best high desert landscape in the world at Joshua Tree. The rock formations, the yuccas, everything, they are just beautiful and fantastic and just a delight to work with, and it's a great time of year to be there working. We're also going to do night photography there. You know, my history of night photography in Joshua Tree goes all the way back to photographing Halley's Comet in Joshua Tree. Oh my gosh. I got a good shot of it too. I'll probably share it at the workshop. Photographing Halley's Comet at Joshua Tree. That was one of my first night photography experiences in that park. And I've had quite a few good ones since, including one experience, and I probably shouldn't tell you guys this right now, where I swore I had a UFO sighting there. I mean, really, it's just that kind of place that has that kind of stuff. Now, not too far away is the Salton Sea, and the Salton Sea has great migratory bird population. We're going to be there during a time of year when birds are coming in, and I thought this would be a nice addition to the Joshua Tree photography. In that, you know, we could do a little wildlife photography. There's the Salton Sea itself. It's a very interesting area. So you start combining all this stuff, the daytime photography within Joshua Tree, the nighttime photography, the wildlife photography at Salton Sea. We're going to throw in a little bit of drone photography if I can. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to scout areas where we can fly, and I'm going to do a little drone photography instruction as well. Now, one of the things that I'm doing this year for our labs, and as you know, labs are a very important part of our workshop, we're going to be doing more instruction in three applications this year. We're going to focus on Aurora HDR, Lightroom CC, and Luminar 2018 or 2019, whatever the version of Luminar is available then. One of the reasons why I'm adding Aurora HDR to the list, because the single image raw file processing in Aurora HDR is amazing. And you can do tone mapping things that I've never seen before. And you can do them with just a single RAW file. You don't even have to shoot brackets to get some, you know, fantastic results. So I figure, considering where we are at Joshua Tree, Salton Sea, all that kind of stuff, perfect for working with Aurora HDR. I want to show you a little bit more about Lightroom CC. I know a lot of people in, you know, this audience are using Lightroom Classic. Lightroom CC is really coming along nicely. It's much more nimble. And I thought, okay, let's do a little instruction with that. And then, of course, Luminar, just versatile for everything image editing, and it's perfect for all these subjects. So we're going to have that added to the classroom instruction as well. 3 days, $725 for the workshop. It's really going to be, I think, a magnificent event. I'm totally excited about it. Then coming up on April 26th, 27th, and 28th is the San Francisco Street Photography Workshop. Mike Baining is going to be joining me again. This is one of those things where I have to say Mike has so much to do with the success of this workshop. You know, I'm there. Yes, I put it together. Yes, I know a little bit about street photography. I'm very well organized, all that kind of stuff. But Mike just adds a little bit of magic to this event. He can join us again this year, which is just fantastic. So you get two full-time, qualified, excited instructors for this very small group. We limit the group to 8 people. And we're going to be there in San Francisco. I know that city inside and out. Every year I put together a different lineup of events. Even if you've been to one of the earlier San Francisco workshops, you will see a different event this time. It's just so fun. It's just the energy of the city, the urban shooting, the whole deal. It's very exciting. Having Mike there is very exciting. We're going to also have Aurora HDR, Luminar, and Lightroom CC as part of the lab training. 3 days, small group, $725. Then in July, the Sonoma Coast Exploration. Now, we have done Sonoma Coast workshops before, but I haven't done one for a while. And, you know, I tend to, you know, bring workshops in and out of the rotation. The way I try to line up the workshop season, I like to have, you know, two traditional ones that tend to do well, that people like, you know, they're crowd favorites, they're proven over time. And then I like to introduce two new ones that we've never done before, especially for people who like to come to the workshops every year. I like to have new exciting offerings for them. The Sonoma Coast Exploration Workshop kind of falls in between all of that because, yes, we've done Sonoma Coast workshops before, but nothing quite like this one. And we're going to be doing a different type of photography. Yes, we will shoot seascapes. Yes, we will do the craggy cliffs and, you know, all the wonderful stuff. Yes, we'll go up to the Russian fort and photograph that. You know, we'll do all those cool things. But we're going to add in this long exposure daytime photography, which I think is really exciting, and I think this is a wonderful place to do it. We'll be using ND filters for this. We'll be using tripods, and we're going to try to create something, you know, very different. If you haven't worked with this type of photography before, I think you'll really enjoy this. Again, we'll be focusing on terms of software, on Lightroom, Aurora HDR, and Luminar. And by the way, you can download trial versions of these, so you don't even have to buy them. You can come and experience what we're going to do and not invest in the software. Sort of decide which one you like the best and then go from there. Lightroom CC, actually, I think you do have to subscribe. I don't think there's a trial version of that, but Aurora HDR and Luminar, there are. Then we're also going to do this other kind of cool thing. I was doing some research, and I wanted to know how many movies have been shot, Hollywood movies have been shot in Sonoma County, and it's just mind-bending, you know, how many productions have been right here in this area. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to go to some of these sites where these movies have been shot? We go do them. We take pictures there. We do our interpretation. And I was thinking it would even be fun for us to make like a movie poster from one of these spots, like Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds, photographed in Bodega. You know, I know exactly where that spot is, you know, and we will go there. Stuff like that. So I wanted to add something to kind of shake it up a little bit. I think the landscape photography is going to be very satisfying. I think the long exposure stuff is going to be very illuminating. And then we'll have kind of this, you know, these fun assignments too. All of that, 3 days, $725, July 17 through 19, the Sonoma Coast Exploration. And then we'll wrap up the workshop season with a brand new one again, Humboldt Redwoods Photography Workshop. The Humboldt Redwoods are a special place. There's really no other way to put it. The thing about both the Humboldt Redwoods and Sonoma Coast, these tend to be warm times of year in, you know, other places. Sonoma Coast will be very comfortable in July, very comfortable. In fact, you'll need layers. It'll be that comfortable. Nature's air conditioning will be operating then. And the Humboldt Redwoods, when you're inside the Redwoods, oh, so comfortable and so peaceful. I mean, these giant trees that have been around for ages just have a vibe about them that just, I don't know, they make photography very soul enriching. I have a lot of interesting shots planned for this workshop. We're going to do some macro photography, you know, some close-up stuff. We're going to really work because when you're inside the canopy, of these giant trees, you really have this nice even light, which is perfect for close-up photography. We haven't done any good macro work at a workshop for a while, and I thought this would be a perfect time to do it. Obviously, we're going to do the grand shots. We're going to do the light interplay with the redwoods. We're going to do all that kind of stuff. There's so much opportunity within the redwood forest. And there are different groves, you know. There are very different groves, and we're going to explore, you know, not just one or two, but, you know, as many as we can get in there. And then we're also going to shake it up, as you've figured out I like to do during the workshops. And at the north end of the Humboldt Redwoods is the Eel River. There's some very interesting things to do. If we're lucky, there'll be some good wildlife there. And it'll give us a different look, a different kind of photography for this workshop. So that's going to be 3 days, Humboldt Redwoods, $725, September 18 through the 20th. Now, I'm going to do the reserve list a little differently this year. And this is one of those changes that I've just been watching how the reserve list works over the past few years. I've felt the need to make an adjustment. Originally, when we first started doing the reserve list, people would sign up to kind of secure their spot. There was no real commitment attached to that. And generally speaking, a substantial percentage of the people who signed up on the reserve list would go ahead and sign up for a workshop. So as a planning tool for me, as I'm putting together the workshop season, I thought it worked pretty well. What's happened over the last few seasons is that I'm getting a lot of signups on the reserve list, but then a lot of those people, for whatever reason, are not following through and actually signing up for the workshop itself. So therefore, as a planning tool, it's not working nearly as efficiently as it used to. You can imagine all the details that I have to address for each of the workshops. And I really need the best information possible, you know, going into the workshop, especially in terms of who's coming, you know, what their needs are, how do I plan for this whole adventure so that I can accommodate everyone. So I started thinking about how can I do this so that it works a little bit better. What we're going to do this year is that I've opened up the entire workshops page. There's a link in the show notes. It's on the Nimble Photographer site, and you can click on it now and go over to that site, and it has all four workshops there, all four that I've just talked about. You'll see them, and you can reserve your spot right there on the site by putting down a $100 deposit. So what you'll do is, it's still the reserve list. It's a $100 deposit, though, to hold your spot. Now, it's clear the reason why I'm doing this is because if you put down $100, chances are you're going to be a little bit more serious about attending the workshop than if it's just a matter of just putting your name in all four workshops and then seeing how it works out for you. Now, that $100 is refundable, and it also goes toward the workshop fees. And now the workshop fees themselves will not be due until 8 weeks before the workshop. So what happens is, you know, you put down the $100, your spot is held. I like to end up at 6 to 8 people for each workshop. That's kind of the right size for us. Now, it is still first come, first serve basis. So you can go to that workshops page right now. And there's a couple ways to get there. There are links in the show notes that'll take you over to the 2019 TDS workshop page. You'll see all four workshops there. And, you know, there's a little information blurb about each of them. And there's information about the deposit. And then there's also a link to the contact form, you know, for follow-up questions and all that kind of stuff. And if you put down the deposit, then, you know, you are on the reserve list. You have, you know, one of those spots. We're going to get complete itineraries out for all four workshops by mid-December. But you already have the dates. You already have the location. And you already have a feel for what they're each about. Then we're just getting down to the details. And I'll have those by mid-December. That $100 will hold your spot until it's time to complete the registration, which will be 8 weeks before the workshop date. So I'm going to give this a whirl and hope that, you know, kind of improves the efficiency a bit. There's still the send me info form on our workshops page on the digital story. So you can, you know, choose the workshop you want and ask a quick question there, and I'll get it. And then there's also the contact form on the Nimble Photographer where you can ask questions too. So there's plenty of avenues for you to get more information if you need it. If you have any questions about handling the money or, you know, what's going to happen at the workshop or any of that kind of stuff, I can definitely answer that for you. And then, like I said, we'll have complete itineraries out by mid-December. And remember, this is all so that you have the best experience possible. That is paramount for me. It's so very important. I'm really excited about all four of these workshops. I think they're going to be great events. I would love it if you could get out in 2019 and join me for one of these events. It is something special, and I think you'll find it very fulfilling, both photographically and also in terms of hanging out with your fellow PDF photographers. The Portfolio Box, Inspirational Photographer. So as I mentioned last week, every week in November, I'm going to tap a photographer out there who I think is doing very interesting things and using Portfolio Box in a very interesting way. The one I have this week is great. It's a female photographer. Her name is Eva, and I'm just going to call her Eva F right now. I'm going to spell her last name for you because there's no way I can pronounce it. I believe it's a Polish last name. It is FIDZIUKIEWICZ. But the link is in the show notes, and that's really what you need. Go over to the site. She is fantastic. She does fashion, female fashion. Her shots are beautiful. They're interesting. And then she has a unique Portfolio Box presentation that I really like. She's working more with a band. Instead of doing a grid of thumbnails, she's working with a band of shots. And I like her presentation. You sort of scroll from left to right with this. Really good presentation. We can learn a lot about the design of a Portfolio Box site from her and then just really enjoy her photography. She is something else. So anyway, if you've signed up for a Portfolio Pro account, we also have our own directory. And I've just added a few new names to the directory. If you sent me something recently, your name should be there in the directory. But you can send me a link to the site if you're new to Portfolio Box as a pro. And what I mean as not as a pro photography, but you signed up for a Portfolio Box Pro account, by the way, which is only $83 a year. And if you go through the tile on the digital story, you'll save 20% off that $83. It is very affordable. You even get your own domain. Your own domain as part of that. They handle all the thorny stuff with it. It just happens. You just say, I want this name for my domain. If it's available, they take care of it. And next thing you know, a day later, you go, it's done. You're ready to go. And you have your own domain. That's part of the $83 annual price. Wow, huh? So to make sure that you get all these benefits, go through the tile on every page of the digital story or the link in the show notes. Even if you're just going to set up a free account, because if you decide to upgrade later, then you'll get the discount if you started out through our tile or through our link. Portfolio Box, I think, is just a fantastic way to show off your images. It just feels like quality. And you put your best shots there, and you've got a place suddenly that you can share with other people, with clients, with potential clients, and say, look, this is my favorite work in a very great presentation. I hope you like what I've done here. Go there, play around, set up something fantastic for yourself. Set up that quality site that you've always wanted. It's easy, it's affordable, and it looks beautiful. Just a quick note about using Aputure and Automator to add IPTC metadata to your pictures. I ran an article about this last week, and it's crazy. I've been playing around with Automator more lately because of macOS Mojave. And, you know, Mojave really plays nicely at the Finder level with Automator, and you can just create these little actions very easily that save you all sorts of time. So as I was playing around in Automator, I just noticed all these aperture actions that were in there. And I go, this is really cool. And since I can initiate these actions through the Finder, I was going, man, wouldn't it be nice to be able to add my copyright and my other IPTC metadata to photos where, you know, they don't normally have it? You know, like in my Olympus cameras, the Olympus camera will add the copyright information for me, but my iPhone doesn't, and the Fujifilm XF10 doesn't. And I started playing around with it, and I created this action very easily that basically I just dump all the images into a folder on my desktop, and then I just run the action, and it happens really quickly. It sends all the images over to Aperture. It adds all the IPTC metadata that I've set up. It's a boilerplate. And then it dumps the images in another folder there on my desktop. And then I can just import them to Photos or do whatever I want, you know, put them up on the web, however I want to do it. And it's just like crazy fast. It uses Aperture, which I haven't, you know, used Aperture seriously for a while now, but I still have it. And it's just a lot of fun. So if you're sort of interested in something kind of geeky like this, is very easy to do because I show you in the article step by step exactly what to do and, you know, what the recipe is. So it's all there. You can do it. But if you're interested in that, I have the link to the article in the show notes. Go over and take a look at it. It's a lot of fun. And I have to tell you, it's working great. This is fantastic. Coming next week, the official 2018 Digital Story Holiday Gift Guide. Yeah, this is a fun show. When I was in New York for Photo Plus Expo and talking with many of you who came by to say hi, a lot of folks said, some of my favorite shows by you are the Holiday Gift Guide shows. I just love those shows where you go over, you know, some of your favorite gadgets that you recommend for the year, make great gifts for other photographers and make great gifts for yourself. You know, I sort of compile, you know, these things over the course of the year. And then, you know, this show, you know, I share my favorite of what I've tested or explored during the course of the year. This is a great show. It's a lot of fun. Make sure you join me next week. The official 2018 Digital Story Holiday Gift Guide. That is going to be next week's show. It's going to be a blast. Make sure you stop by and listen in. Big thanks to our Inner Circle members. We have some new ones. I always just, you know, my heart goes pitter-patter whenever I see a new Inner Circle member. Welcome, new members. Welcome to the family. So great to have you here. We're working on Photo Critique during the month of November. If you have an image that you would like to be photo critiqued by me and then have the other members chime in, all that information is on your Digital Story Patreon site. Go ahead, send in a photo. And, you know, let's do this. Let's have some fun. Aren't you curious about, you know, I mean, I know you've showed it to your husband and to your wife and to your dog and all that, but now you can have some photographers take a look at it and say, hey, I like this. I would change this a bit and get some good, solid feedback. That's what we're there for. This is for Patreon members as part of the thank you. You know, the real thing that you're doing is supporting this podcast, keeping it on the air. But we also like to have a little bit of fun over on our Patreon site. And that's one of the things that we're doing this month. Big thanks to all of our Patreon members. You are the folks that are keeping the show on the air for everyone. And finally, be sure to visit our friends at Red River Paper, the people who make the best printing paper that I've ever used. I use it all the time. They have a terrific site that you can access through our page right here. There's a tile on all the pages of Digital Story. Go to our landing page, explore the Red River Paper site, see all the different types of paper that are available, the tutorials, the reviews. Oh man, it is printing heaven right there. It's printing heaven. And they have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. These are the folks that have sponsored the podcast longer than anyone else. They're the kind of folks that you want in your corner. So I hope you support them and do a little printing, all right? We're coming to that time of year. Start working on those holiday cards. Start working on those fine art cards. Get some stuff ready to go so that you have some things to share with family and friends when the holidays get here. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I'm jazzed about the workshops. I can't wait. to start in the spring and then just roll right through the whole season. Can't wait to be working with many of you during these workshops. And then our holiday gift guide next week, that's going to be a blast too. Until then, have a great week. Come back and join me next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.